Some members of Maine's business community turned out in opposition today to two proposals aimed at changing laws that govern pay and working conditions. One measure would affect more than 60,000 retail workers in Maine. Mel Leary has more.
One piece of legislation under consideration in Augusta would set some minimum standards around pay and require work schedules for retail workers. Another bill would require that employers with over 100 workers provide work schedules 2 weeks in advance. Representative Janice Cooper, a Democrat from Yarmouth, sponsored the more comprehensive of the bills. She says many employers already follow some of the provisions of her legislation, such as paying the same hourly wage to part-time workers as full-time workers doing the same job. She says the legislation is aimed at helping the growing number of Mainers that can't find a full-time job and need two or more part-time jobs to support their families.
Their shifts were constantly being moved around at the last minute. So even though they were earning less than a livable wage, it was nearly impossible for them to take on a second part-time job to make ends meet.
But representatives of the business community told lawmakers that while well-intentioned, the bill could end up costing jobs because employers would have difficulty meeting the requirements. Peter Gore is vice president of the Maine State Chamber of Commerce.
It places Maine out of step with every other state in the country. It increases the cost of doing business. It will increase workplace friction, and it will inhibit job growth and opportunities for our citizens.
Representatives of several trade groups also warned lawmakers that the changes would cost jobs, and others argued that sections of the bills are simply not practical. Bruce Garrity testified on behalf of the Theater Owners Association.
Bookings of films usually that are opening on a Friday are only confirmed a Monday or Tuesday prior to that weekend. So in many instances, there isn't even enough time to notify employees.
Garrity says the amount of staffers needed for every film varies widely. Carolyn Manson of the Maine Tourism Association says many employers in her field simply cannot schedule in advance.
Tourism business is very weather dependent, and many of our businesses have to adjust their schedules to accommodate the good weather as well as the bad weather. Weather can cause cancellations or it can cause a sellout.
Representative Cooper says her bill was crafted with those concerns in mind.
I think the bill is a well-balanced in that it takes account of the legitimate needs of businesses while also giving workers as much notice as possible.
Cooper's legislation would also require that part-time employees would get the same paid or unpaid time off as full-time employees, have the same eligibility for promotion as full-time employees, and have the opportunity to get additional part-time work from an employer before the employer could hire new workers or use temporary staffing services. Members of the legislature's Labor, Commerce, Research, and Economic Development Committee will now consider the legislation at work session. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.